Jets got back to work here today as the preseason will conclude Thursday night against the Philadelphia Eagles at MetLife Stadium. Veteran quarterback Mark Sanchez has been ruled out with a shoulder injury, but rookie passer Geno Smith may see action.
You know, he's been, ruled out for this week. He won't practice this week. He won't play this week. He's, technically listed as day-to-day. That's where we'll leave it at.
You know, I'm obviously not happy that I'm hurt. And I felt like I was putting together a good camp. And so it's an unfortunate thing, but there's no time to gripe about it. You just got to rehab as hard as I can. I know we have the best trainers, and they're going to put me in the best position possible and try and get back for first week.
I hope, Mark gets better fast. Like I said, I'm in support of him. He's a part of our quarterback room, and he's a guy who's a leader on this team. So, I'm wishing him the best with his recovery. I know what it feels like to be sidelined a bit. It's not something that you like to do or want to go through, especially as a quarterback. It's no different for me. I'm still going to compete hard and work hard in practice and just do the things that I'm accustomed to.
As a player, it's not my job to worry about when you're going in, who's in, whatever. What string, this or that. If they call your number, you got to play. And that's what I do. That's what I've always done. That's not my call. That's a coach's decision.
How's the ankle feeling a couple days after getting live contact there for the first time since the injury?
It feels pretty good. Still not close to 100% yet, but it's something that I'm treating every single day. And every single day it's felt stronger. I've been able to move better. So it feels good, and it's only going to get better.
Over the last 24 hours, the Jets released 15 players, including Braylon Edwards and Joe McKnight.
Both those guys, both Joe and Braylon, had tremendous moments for us, and they contributed a lot to our franchise without question. We're trying to move forward.
You play with guys in this league for a long time, and it's too bad to see guys go. And I know it's a part of the game. I know this is the best and worst time of the year. The best that you're just getting started on the season, you're just forming your team, but the worst because you got to let good football players go. So it's just too bad. But you wish those guys the best, and hopefully they'll land on their feet.
Showed you, Ryan Spadola, some young receivers that we think can help us. And I think that's the direction that we're moving in.
Spadola's playing his butt off, man. He's working hard. He's competed the entire time. And, it's encouraging to see a guy like that work so hard. And, you saw the support for him. They got signs for the guy in the stands. And so I think he's like a fan favorite. He's kicking butt. So we'll just keep him working hard and keep rooting him on. And then Obamanu coming from Seattle, he really knows how to work hard. He runs great routes. Punched it in the end zone the other night from a few yards out. So that was big. We need a good physical guy like that.